Lawmakers made changes to the second injury fund 2 years ago, but those changes won't reduce cost in time to relieve the short-term problem of expenditures outpacing revenue by more than $57 million the next 2 years. Representative Steve Hunter of Joplin chairs a special committee studying the problem. He objects to workers who make claims for non-work-related injuries just prior to retiring.
They're hitting the fund for $60,000. That's like payola.
It is.
It's like a slot. No, it's better than slots.
it's a lot better than neon slots, for sure.
Got better odds.
But Representative John Burnett of Kansas City counters that in order to get that payment, a worker must suffer a permanently disabling injury.
So you don't just get to hit this slot machine without suffering a physical injury that would render you permanently and totally disabled.
Hunter isn't optimistic the legislature will approve a fix next year.
I'm a realist. This is an election year. We're going to have to come up with something, but God knows what's going to be or if it gets done.
A real question lingers. If the fund becomes insolvent, who is liable for payments to workers incurring a second injury? Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.